Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
It's London calling. Welcome to TC Live as we count down the days to Wimbledon. Just 2 weeks away from the year's third major on the glorious grass of the All England Club. We are all across Europe this week. Here is what's coming up on the big show. Week two of the grass season brought out two Wimbledon champions and future Hall of Famers, both looking to recapture their glory of days past. Plus, in this age of in-your-face social media, how will the added attention off the court affect the on-court performance of Stefanos Tsitsipas? And what's next for Francis Tiafoe after checking off one of the biggest milestones of his career? The grass tones, next level for Big Foe. Come on in. Welcome to TC Live from our studios in Santa Monica, California. Steve Weissman back alongside Paul Anika. And we got the Hall of Famer Andy Roddick over on the big screen. So good to be back from Paris, back in the studio, and making that transition. Paul, Andy, both lovers of the grass courts. How are we feeling in the grass court season?
Well, I was going to wear my all whites today, but I decided to go with the jacket instead. I was going to wear my grass court shoes, but I decided not to. Suffice to say, I'm thrilled about grass court season. You know what made me even happier?
What's that?
Seeing Venus Williams.
Oh, that was huge. That was huge.
Awesome
Andy?
Stuff.
Andy, fresh cut, by the way, as well.
I like it.
Summer cut. Made my son shave his head. He did not like it. He wanted some revenge, and here we are. Listen, I loved watching Venus last year, and Paul Anacone wisely always says, bet against the greats at your own peril, he says over and over and over again. After having seen Venus over the last year, I probably would have bet against her in a match like this, but to grind it out 3 hours, 17 minutes on basically what was essentially one leg, and you saw how much it meant to her. I've seen her smile less after winning semifinals of Grand Slams before. At this stage in her career, the joy that it brought to her, the sense of accomplishment that kind of was shown on her face was just magic to watch today.
Yeah, she wanted it. We wanted it for her, and we will have all those highlights. We will hear from Venus Williams coming up later on the show, but we start in Germany. Top seed Daniil Medvedev got to the final in Halle last year, facing the American Marco Skirone, Andy.
Yeah, listen, Daniil Medvedev is going to have to figure out the movement a little bit. It's not as clean as it is on a hard court. He figured it out in Rome on the clay. This is a different animal. Getting in and out of the corners, which he's so good at, might have to run through some shots a little bit more. But this is a good matchup for him. He's going to be able to hit a bunch of balls. He's going to be able to serve through the court. See that movement we were talking about that he's going to have to adjust to, Steve? Thankfully, he was okay, but it will take some adjusting. He's going to have to play the ball down into places, middle of the court. This is some scary stuff always, especially early in those events. The courts are super slippery, but he recovered well. Keeps the space between him and his opponent. You see him coming in, forcing the issue a little bit more, which he actually did on the clay a little bit more this season. So if he's able to do that on the grass, gives him one more option. Still, the movement didn't look great, but he's moving on. He'll get another couple chances this week, Steve.
Had nine aces, saved all three break points. Daniil Medvedev becomes the first ATP player to 40 wins this year. And you see, he is hard to beat, Paul, on every surface.
Yeah, he's had such a great year to kick things off. Grass is going to be really interesting. He's most vulnerable at the beginning of the tournaments, like Andy said, on the grass, especially because it's so green where he likes to stand way in the back, can be slippery and sliding away. But going to be interesting to watch him progress. Talk about progressing. How about Stefanos Tsitsipas? I mean, this guy is a little bit of a head scratcher for me, guys, on grass, because I watch him play, very athletic, very dynamic, can come forward, can do so many things, but just not really comfortable on grass. And he wasn't today. Lost the first set, got back into it in the second, but it got to a tie break again. I think he's got to continue to work on utilizing the chip backhand. It's never going to be a strong suit. but he's got to utilize the chip backhand. He's got to find ways to do things a little bit differently. Saved 3 break points right there and was just a little bit better in the tiebreak. I'd love to see him a little bit more effective returning second serves. He wasn't great today. Barrere won 63 of his own second serve points, and he doesn't have a good second serve. So for me, it's a little bit of an eye view watching this. It just doesn't look right to me because I think he should be better on the grass than he is. He's just not that comfortable. It's a little strange for me.
It is. Never been past the fourth round at Wimbledon. He's lost in the first round 3 times there. Andy, why do you think that is?
Well, he needs time. His stroke production is one from a dead ball. He's able to create off the forehand and the backhand, take rips. But with those rips, there's a lot of spin involved. He likes to kind of lay off the ball and create height over the net and kind of get it up and out of the zone a little bit. With grass, you kind of have to go through the court a little bit more. I don't know that I'm completely convinced that he has the ball flight to consistently kind of take it through the court. I feel like he's always trying to create something on the grass and nothing really comes easily as far as ball flight. But Paul's right. He has to mix it up a little bit more. Maybe serve and volley on the first serve a little bit. Paul wants him to go to the chip. I actually think for someone whose backhand is as good as it is, especially with one hand on the racket, I think his chip is a little average. He leaves it hanging in the middle of the court a little bit more. Maybe go with something Paul might know a little something about. I certainly do, and it still gives me nightmares. But that little short chip in the box, right, where you're begging your opponent to either come forward or make a decision to stay back. But at least then he can create some space where the depth that he's able to create leaves a mark. But it feels like he's still searching for what he wants to do on a grass court.
He is no longer searching for love, though, Paul. He is now part of tennis's new power couple, Tsitsidosa, with Paula Badosa.
Tsitsidosa, I like it.
They have their own Instagram account, okay. Tsitsidosa. Right. Is this good, bad, or indifferent for their play on the court?
I think it's whatever they make it to be. You know, I think, social media has its own pitfalls and problems, but it's about the people that do it. And you can make it what you want it to be. It depends on how much you take to heart. Should be a lot of fun, should be a good thing for them. But it can also really rock your world if you don't have thick skin and you have issues. So really, it's about how they manage it. I think our counterpart in the window back there would have a better idea to make some suggestions, and I'd like to hear what Andy says about it. But I really think it's about the people who manage it.
Listen, we're I don't know, a month in max. I mean, they might have had different love interests as recently as Madrid, but they're going hot. They're going at us, Steve. They are producing content. They have their own Instagram page. I don't know. Maybe like the next thing is they're going to get a puppy together. Who knows what they're going to do next? But listen, they're coming hot and heavy, and they are in our faces. They are getting they are full steam ahead. Captain Commitment is his new name. We're going after this one.
It was a hard launch. I mean, they started on social media.
Hard launch.
Last caption on their combined IG account said 0 grand slams in one photo, but love conquers all.
Good. I hope they look, enjoy the journey. I just, like I said, it's about how you manage it. Hopefully they'll stay happy and healthy, and we'll see great tennis.
Love to see it. You know, Gem's life started on social media as well, and here they are, married with a baby. They're both playing.
You never
great.
Know, Steve. It's a crazy world out there.
Tsitsidosa, the new Gem's life. Petra Kvitova tweeted today, happiness is being back on the grass stuff. This is why 2-time Wimbledon champion Kvitova won her most recent major 9 years ago over Jeannie Bouchard. Kvitova just won her 30th career singles title at the Miami Open in April. Andy, but comes to Berlin having not won a match since and playing former world number one Karolina Pliskova, who also has not won since April.
Yeah, listen, Kvitova and a grass court. In the business world, you call that a product market fit. Everything she does gets automatically better when she's on the grass. The general leftiness, the ability to hit the swing serve, her ball goes through the court. She doesn't get exposed in the corners on her movement, and you can just see the sense of calm. She's able to come forward when she needs to, holds it there. It all makes sense for her. She doesn't have to make adjustments. She just has to be who she is and play the way that is most comfortable for her. And listen, tough matchup here. I mean, Pliskova's been on the business end of Wimbledon as well, but Kvitova just looks natural on a grass court. You know she's happy to be back out there.
Like Roddick with telehealth, gets it done. 26 winners for Kvitova in that match. To Birmingham we go. Alina Svitolina, she's back on grass after that magical run to the quarterfinals at Roland Garros, Andy, facing the 18-year-old Linda Fruvertova.
Yeah, and Fruvitova is another one that goes from the clay to the grass, and she's one train stop away from being confident again. But credit to Svitolina, obviously, that inspiring run at Roland Garros. You change surfaces, the entire dynamic of the tennis world changes, and Svitolina wasn't able to get into those long rallies. Was being exposed up the line over and over, as we've seen in this highlight. And that's a nuanced shot. Someone comes in, charges, and you pull the ripcord with the lob right away. That was an impressive shot here. And again, listen, she's going, that wasn't a fluke. I have that shot. I'm not just leasing it, Steve. I own it. And listen, we will see this one over and over throughout this grass court season, that up the line, able to create space. Impressive performance on the grass today.
Wins her debut in the main draw of a tour-level grass event. 52 minutes for that match. How about Venus Williams? Celebrated her 43rd birthday just a couple days ago, back on grass, where she's won Wimbledon five times, most recently in 2008. Queen V, most major wins at the All England Club, 90-18. That's a winning percentage near 85, and warming up in the grass of Birmingham. Venus taking on Camilla Giorgi. Paul, you called the match. This was a three-hour battle.
This was a war, and tennis is a better place when Venus is out there and playing. At the beginning, it was scary. Up 3-0, playing great tennis. Then the knee issue kind of kicked in. She got real emotional on the changeover. We saw the tears come. We saw her struggling to get her composure. But look, she is a champion for a reason. She figures things out. She loves to compete. She is an unconditional competitor. Wins the first set. I give Giorgi a heck of a lot of credit. Came back in the second set, got a double break. Venus fought hard to get one of those breaks back, but couldn't get further. And off they went to the war in the third. Venus got the early break using power groundies. This was first strike tennis. Real clear, real simple. Big strikes from the back of the court. This was no counter-punching. There wasn't a lot of nuances and a lot of subtleties. Giorgi did a great job to break at 5-3. And I got to admit, started biting my nails in the booth. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but Venus said, not yet. I am a champion for a reason. I love to compete, and she found a way.
All hail Queen V. Let's hear from her.
I am just so happy to be back, and I thought I played so well today, and she also played incredible. I'm so surprised she's not number one in the world. there were so many moments where I just thought this match is over, and she would hit a shot from out of nowhere. So she pushed me to be better than what I thought I could be, and this is great. Great for me. I haven't played a lot of matches, and it's great to come through.
Just a few words about the crowd.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, thank you, guys. I mean, it was touch and go there, and I felt the support. Thank you. I love being here. I love just, thank you.
First top 50 win since 2019. Those who ask the question, why is she still playing? That's why she's still playing, Andy.
Play.
The love of the
play.
Game.
Listen, anyone who says, oh, they shouldn't be playing anymore, just shut it. Like, listen, Venus has earned every right to play. Andy Murray has earned every single right to play. They are the greats for a reason. Listen, they're not competing against their own shadow at this point. They're competing for those moments of accomplishment. And we saw that with Venus, how relieved she was, how satisfied she was with herself after that. And rightfully so. On the slower surfaces, I think she has a tough time moving in and out of the quarters, but she can still create pace. That serve looked amazing today. Now, what the question is I'm going to be curious to see how that knee is going to hold up. The conversation starts becoming, listen, do I push it here or do I save it for Wimbledon? But none of that matters. Tonight, enjoy the victory, Venus. You deserved it. It was so much fun to watch. I loved it.
Yeah, it's so amazing, right? Because we love to speculate and talk about it. And one of the great things about all the elite athletes that we so love is they know what they were, but they don't live in was. They live in what is and what might be. They love the challenge, love the opportunity to figure out what's my next stage. What can I create from that? I'm sure she loves everything she's accomplished, but look at her face after that match. It was all about what this is a first round match, and that smile lit up the entire what usually is a muddy island of England, but it's been sunny there, but it lit up the entire place. I mean, this is the joy of competing. I mean, that's why she plays, and for me, it's just awesome to see after all these years she loves it that much.
Yeah, her love for the sport, her love for competition is absolutely beautiful. Keep on going, Queen V. She'll take on either Yelena Ostapenko or Linda Noskova next. We've got more still to come here on TC Live. A lot of U.S. stars in action today in London at Queen's Club. See who's moving on. We got all the highlights straight ahead. TC Live.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
One thing I've always appreciated about working for Tennis Channel, 15 years on now, is that I've always been told that here we talk up to our audience. People watch Tennis Channel, they know the sport, they understand the sport, they follow it. And I think everybody that I've worked with here, both on air and in the wonderful production teams, understands that. Tennis is the only sport where all of the greatest champions in the game come back and work as commentators. And it's part of their love for the sport to follow and pay forward that passion to future generations. As a result, all the rest of us get incredible master classes in tennis daily. When I sit next to Hall of Famers and champions, or if I'm at home listening to them, I learn something every time. And there's no other sport that provides that learning experience. Happy 20th birthday, Tennis Channel. I look forward to 20 more.
Could not agree more, Ted. I'm getting a masterclass today with the guys on my right and my left, just dropping wisdom wherever they go. Little gold dust fall.
Little gold dust, just sprinkle it around.
Happy 20th anniversary, Tennis Channel. Still to come, Big Foe, big career milestone. We'll tell you all about it and what it means for American tennis when TC Live rolls on. Andy, Paul, and Steve back on TC Live. To Queens we go. All college tennis matchup. Buckeyes and Gators rematch from the Aussie Open when Ben Shelton beat J.J. Wolf in five sets. Andy, both the guys playing their first tour-level matches on grass.
Yeah, and both these guys should be pretty fluent in grass. I mean, Ben Shelton has an absolute bomb. When you have a lefty and you can hit it flat to the forehand side of a righty consistently, there is no defense against that. Maybe a stab, maybe just trying to get it back, but I actually don't know how he lost serve a couple of times in this match. It's pretty crazy. But how about the athleticism of Ben Shelton? We can't forget that he was in college a year ago, and now he's top 40 in the world, figuring out the paces, tried on clay, not the most successful. But this guy's serve today, Steve, it is an absolute problem for people with what he's able to do and the spots he's willing to hit. He can slam out a lot of matches on this serve as he keeps that going.
Snaps a five-match losing streak on tour. His dad, Brian, now traveling with him full-time. And then we got the American Seb Korda looking for his second win since returning to the tour in April, facing Brit Dan Evans, Andy.
Yeah, and Seb Korda is so fluent in keeping the ball deep and switching directions, and that is what you have to do on a grass court. I mean, Dan Evans was getting winners hit by him, and he wasn't within 6 feet of the ball. I love this surface for Seb Korda. I was actually texted with him this week and just told him I think he has a real shot to do a lot of damage on this surface, the way he's able to take it line, and it helps out his serve a little bit more. Maybe a little bit that'll help. The returning isn't the problem. And look at that return. Evans was next to it, and it was right by him before he even knew what was going on. If Korda can win enough service games, he can really, really have a big grass court season.
The text from Roddick, it always hypes you up, that's for sure. Only dropped 4 points on his first serve gets Francis Tiafoe next. Looking forward to that one. How about Tommy Paul? He's ranked 15 in the world. Didn't sign up for the event in time, Paul, so went through qualies to make the main draw, taking on Francisco Cerundolo.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the first set was crazy. Six breaks a serve. Andy Roddick, don't squirm in your chair. How about 28 break points and 12 breaks the entire match on grass? That is a lot of break opportunities. These guys were playing a lot of baseline tennis, some variety, some good slices. Tommy trying to come forward, lost the first set after those six breaks back and forth, but did a nice job in the second. In the third, he played the better tennis. He was really doing a good job controlling the rallies from the back of the court. He got up a break, a serve. He was playing what I thought was very competent tennis. In this game, he's up 4-3, 40-15. Cut to like 3 seconds later, and he loses his serve. And then Cerundolo holds it with the big power groundies, and all the pressure is on Tommy once again. This is power baseline grass court tennis. Tommy Paul is going to be sharp by the time Wimbledon comes around. Just a tough day at the office. Cerundolo crushes the ball.
Other scores today, Diego Schwartzman getting past Mackie McDonald in straight sets. Cam Norrie, a winner in straights. How about Brandon Nakashima coming through in three sets? Katie McNally, a win over Lauren Davis. Alicia Parks going down, but a good day for the Americans as we enter the social net. And speaking of good days, how about this? Top 10 tones for Francis Tiafoe. Big foe making his debut in the top 10 after his win in Stuttgart yesterday. And the winning match point, Andy, was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he would have had a lot of regrets had this one gotten away. Right here, going, okay, we're about to shake hands. Oh, wait, are we? And then, you know what I like to say, Steve, stick save in a beauty. Big foe going to the top 10 and winning a title on the same point. Well-deserved. Huge run last year at the Open. Win on clay this year. Another title on grass. I really, really like this surface for Francis Tiafoe, and I love this moment for him as well.
Yeah, he's so viable on every surface, but on the grass especially, that flat two-hander, the fact that he's an incredible athlete with a big serve and can return a serve, he should create a lot of problems for anyone he plays on the grass. Going to be about strategy and what he does in big moments, and if yesterday and last week is any indication, look out at Wimbledon.
I texted him, Grand Slam champion tones on the way. He wrote back, on the way. So, listen,
nice.
He's looking forward to big things, and we are so happy for Big Foe making his debut in the top 10 this week. Here's the schedule on Tuesday, starting bright and early, 5 a.m. Eastern. We are back on TC Live after the tennis, back to wrap up the show after this. Anna Konradic Weissman back on TC Live. It's the hot shot of the day, and it is the rare occurrence, Andy, when it goes to the winner of the match.
And I actually like a relevant hot shot. You know that, Steve. Look at this one that Steffi Korda pulled while down 15-30, serving out the first set. Listen, everyone can hit a between-the-legs shot. Not everyone can hit a lob on a grass court as a between-the-legs shot. And right here he's going, oh, no. Oh, no. This isn't good. Why don't I just play a deft lob between my legs? That is absurd talent that Seb Korda was flashing right there.
And when it mattered. Unbelievable.
How smooth is Seb Korda? Here are the matches on center court for a Tuesday. We got Aryna Sabalenka in action. Coco Gauff. The rematch of the 2020 U.S. Open final. Dominic Thiem, Sasha Zverev. That's a first-round matchup. Taylor Fritz in action. Carlos Alcaraz taking on the youngest teenager in the top 100, Arthur Fils.
Yep.
He's
great
big
talent.
Time.
Great talent.
All right, how about Taylor Fritz? Your guy won Eastbourne last year, quarterfinals Wimbledon. How's he feeling this year on the grass?
Pretty good. Tough loss last week, but I think tomorrow's going to be a good challenge for him. Totally different. Stuttgart fast, Queens a little bit slower, and it's so much fun for me to watch all these players try to get ready for grass coming off the clay. First week or two is a little interesting with what's going on the courts.
We got two Americans, Andy, in the top 10 for the first time in more than a decade. Taylor Fritz leading the way. What are your expectations for him this grass court season?
Yeah, listen, the guy can get it through the court as well as anyone in the world right now. A lot's going to depend on how many first serve returns he's able to fight off and put in play, and then the hurting he's going to have to put on second serves, which he does on all surfaces. Is he going to be able to defend the second serve? I know someone as smart as Paul Anacone is going to have him move that second serve around the box, running it on someone's body, running it in so they can't actually get a good swing on it every time. The first serve, if he hits a spot, it's big enough to win points against most people. But first serve returns and second serve placement, mixing it up, I think are two keys for Taylor.
Mike Russell is on it, baby. Mike Russell to the rescue.
Noon Eastern, Taylor Fritz in action right here on Tennis Channel. Coco Gauff also in action tomorrow. Hard to believe it's been 4 years since she made that run to the fourth round of Wimbledon. Beat Venus Williams on the way as a 15-year-old. Is this the year, Paul, that she makes it past the round of 16 at the All England Club?
I think a lot's going to depend on her draw and also her comfort on her second serve and her forehand. Second serve's gotten much better. The forehand, I think, is going to be a little bit of a challenge on the grass court. As long as she plays first strike tennis and she's the one that's dictating, I think the sky's the limit.
What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, listen, this is kind of a crazy thought because she doesn't do it in singles ever, but I like the serve and volley, right? You don't have to hit those dead balls on the forehand side and create your own pace. I'd like to see her mix it in on second serves even, so people can't just go the standard playbook where we're going to hit big returns at the forehand. Make them think about something else. The game planning for Coco has become too simple. She has to throw in a new wrinkle to at least make people think a little bit more about the game planning going in. But I like her on the surface. She moves great. She serves great. The backhand gets through the court. Just find ways to create different patterns away from the forehand side a little bit.
Dropping wisdom. Coach Roddick, I love it. Get out on the tour, Andy. Do some coaching. Come on.
No? All right, we'll do this again tomorrow. It's been a great TC Live as we are just 2 weeks away from Wimbledon. For Andy, Paul, I'm Steve. Thanks for watching the show. God save the queen.
Well done, Venus.
Queen V, a hero, getting a win at 43.